Hello, this is Doku Endos, Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. Well, the last Dharma Talk was not suitable for people in general, only it was more for the people who are seriously practicing and activists of spreading Dharma. Well, the way to protect from evil spirits. But for me, it's because it's more fit to me to talk to the serious activists of the Dharma spreading and practitioner. I thought about why, then I realized that it's because I was in 3 days in Buddhagaya together with 2,000 priests from all over the world. All of them are Buddhist priests. You know, from Thailand, from the Tibet, of course, from India, from some from Vietnam, Taiwan, Indonesia, Korea. And someway, I felt comfortable to be there. That they call it International Sangha. Then I thought about what part I felt comfortable to be there. It's one, they're not gonna leave Sangha. They're not gonna stop their practice and their dedication to Dharma. That, because I can feel that, the people I met there, like, the guy in Indonesia, from Indonesia, he was making $150 per hour as a consulting company CEO. And he threw away everything and became a Theravada Buddhist monk. From Korea, he quit in the age 15 school and went to Dharamsala to study and practice Tibetan Buddhism. Well, you know, people, some others, Thailand, and he was a singer. I could feel that he was really active, maybe even professional singer. Could be even popular. I don't know, but anyway. People threw away things and became to devote the Dharma. In some way, of course, we can say, okay, becoming to be priest is threw away things, so that's obvious. But not only priests, you know, there were really background people working 24 hours in this forum, non-priest people, and they were really devoting, dedicating. And the common is that they're not going to leave. Then I realized that what I wanted is this. This means if you are prepared yourself to die as a Dharma spreading activist and you are ready to throw away anything, nobody will say, then you will not say, oh, I'm stressed with the relationships, I'm leaving, or I don't like this person, so I'm leaving, or you're confronting my ego, so I'm leaving. So it's kind of a or I'm frustrated, or those kind of quite meaningless argument, you know, never happens. And I have been creating the railway years and years, you know, one by one, you know the railway. One wood deck to one wood deck. I don't know how to express this in English, but to let people ride on the train to be able to move forward. But there's always the feeling of that it's on the ice, you know. Ice to lake or something, you know, you don't know when this will crash, because how to care people not to crash in subconscious all the time. And that would be much better if it's not, the railway is not on the ice, but it's on the real ground, and that how this ground will be made is only by the people who are preparing even to die to spread the way to the Dharma, and in order to do to share the great love of Amitabha Buddha, the great spirit of the universe. And it's nothing to do with if there is a teacher or the group or the temple or whatever exists or not. I can say this clearly. It's because of my clear experience. I was enlightened to the diagnosis of the meridians, which is a diagnosis of Oriental medicine, which has been spiritually transmitted by the Master Masunaga. He was already passed away, and I met him only maybe 12 times for the class. Anyway, and I was the only one and started to give treatment to the people. And every day I was reading the book of Master Masunaga. And I was seriously thinking, I prepare to die myself if I be able to transmit these teachings. I still remember I was really seriously thinking this way and walking around with reading his book in the night, because I could feel from his book that how much he wanted to transmit these teachings, heart and energy. Anyway, if one are in this state of the heart, if you are in this state of the heart, you'll be protected. We're not only protected, you'll be able to experience something very deep. Well, for example, I think this is experience of the Tamar in Israel. She came to Japan to attend, concentrate did practice that one day to 12 hours for 7 days. Continue practice for 12 hours, and after the long flight, and she was it's a big jet lag, plus she got to start not feeling well, and she suffered so much physically. And she was struggling so much what to do, so much physically suffering. And But she determined that, okay, this continues forever. This is the point. This continues forever, not 12 hours. This continues forever means subconsciously, yes, I'm prepared to die. Maybe this world did not came up to her consciously, but subconsciously, this is the state. And she fulfilled all the practice, 1 week, she has experienced something spiritually very deep. Yeah, she could have given up in the first 3 days and take rest or sleep or whatever, oh, I'm sick. But if she has done that, this deep experience will never happen to her. It's the same, you know, this is physical challenge case, but also mental challenges comes, you know, time to time. Or maybe because of a relationship, or maybe because of the mentally not feeling well, or whatever. But if you give up, spiritual experience will not happen. But not only that, in the first place, the Buddhism is a teaching of the disappearing ego. This is the teachings of the beyond live and death. If you want to practice and learn the Buddhism, it means that you are practicing to be reached to beyond life and death and disappearing ego. Disappearing ego means isn't it equal to prepare to die? If you say, oh, I'm not very in that level, but want to practice or study Buddhism, it means it's a hobby. Yeah, if it's a hobby, you stop time to time when you take a break, time to time when something inconvenient comes up. But if this is to solve your issue of the live and life and death, it can be in that level. And that's what the Sangha is for. And that is what Sangha means. Human world is not the place that you'll be able to protect yourself. So why not to turn over it? Turn over from the darkness to brightness. Wish you peace and happiness.